A little bit more than a year after President Bush named him America's ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton will step down when his appointment expires, which could be as soon as the end of this week. The White House made the announcement earlier today. Bolton was a recess appointment made by the president in August 2005, but his nomination for a permanent position has languished in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Bolton was unable to win confirmation in this Congress and was given even less chance in the next Congress when Democrats will control the United States Senate. Carolyn Daniel is White House correspondent for the Financial Times and joins us now from her office here in Washington. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks, Neil.
And Bolton's political trouble comes as no surprise. His resignation, though, I understand, caught the White House somewhat by surprise.
Well, they were certainly still trying to lobby behind the scenes on his behalf to try and twist Lincoln Chafee's arm. He's the moderate on the committee who had previously said he might support John Bolton, but clearly something happened last week that basically John Bolton, who's spent most of his career in public service, was faced with the prospect of a recess appointment if he couldn't get appointed, which basically meant he would be paid no money to do this job. And he's not a wealthy man, and maybe he just thought, life's too short, it's time to move on.
Lincoln Chafee, let's just backtrack, a liberal Republican and also a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who lost his seat in November but still has that vote today, and it would have been today or sometime later this week when he would have been asked to cast it in Mr. Bolton's favor if he would make that decision.
Yeah, the White House certainly went all out to try and help defend his Senate seat, so they feel probably pretty annoyed with him that they haven't, the quid pro quo hasn't come through, that Lincoln hasn't delivered in terms of his vote, which is sort of ironic at a time when actually some Democrats were starting to say Bolton had done a pretty effective job at the UN, despite some of their concerns originally. He's been very effective in with North Korea and on the Iran resolutions. So in some ways, you were starting to see some Democrats come around to his position.
Bolton, when his nomination first came up, was the charges against him were that he was a bit of a bully to those beneath him and preferred an almost unilateral foreign policy of his own.
Well, I think a lot of people would say he's a bully, not just to those beneath him, but to those above him. I mean, certainly Kofi Annan at the UN is probably going to be relieved to see the back of John Bolton. They had a bit of a spat even this week over Iraq policy, when John Bolton basically accused Kofi Annan of saying, yeah, that's another unhelpful comment from the Secretary General, when Kofi Annan made some comments about Iraq. So I must say there'll be a lot of happy faces at the UN today who will be relieved to see Mr. Bolton and his aggressive bullying tactics and negotiations away from the UN and somewhere else, perhaps in a law firm somewhere.
In the announcement of Mr. Bolton's pending departure, the president, or at least the White House in his name, took a couple of shots at Democrats.
Well, it's sort of ironic in some ways that they're blaming Democrats. Certainly this morning you had Tony Snow briefing that the appointments process is broken and saying that for reasons of partisanship, a handful of senators have blocked him as a UN ambassador. But on the other hand, the fact is it's Lincoln Chafee, you know, a Republican moderate, who's been as much to blame for this obstructionism as many of the Democrats.
And as this goes through, John Bolton's principal reason there, I mean, you talked about resolutions on North Korea and Iran that he's been working very hard on, but his primary issue was reform of the United Nations.
Well, he famously went to the UN saying that one of his missions was to lop the top 10 floors off the UN. So he was very much sort of keen to cut it down to size, literally, and reform it. He was concerned about corruption, which is an issue that many Republicans feel about the UN, that it's just wasted money which goes into this huge international body. And John Bolton, throughout his career, has had a history of having concerns about big multilateral institutions. He was against the International Criminal Court, calling it a politicized futility. So he has a sort of legacy of being instinctively against these big, sweeping, you know, endless talking shops. And he's a man of action. He likes to just go in and do things. So he did go in with a very strong agenda of UN reform. That has pretty much failed. And along the way, he's annoyed a lot of other people who were in favor of reform at the UN, many sort of U.S. allies, because of his aggressive negotiating tactics at the last minute. He just, when a deal was done last year on UN reform, at the last minute, he basically demanded a line-by-line renegotiation of everything. It's like redoing your mortgage at the end of the process. And as a consequence, they had a much weaker reform agenda. Some people say that the agenda of John Bolton and that was actually to just show how ineffective the UN is at reforming itself.
Because this was a recess appointment, the appointment expires when the session of Congress expires, which could come as soon as next week. Is there any word on a possible replacement?
Well, there's rumors already. I guess the strongest rumor right now is about the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Khalilzad, who is, a lot of people in Iraq are sort of basically seeking for him to go back to the U.S. I think a lot of people feel that he's done as much as he can do on the ground there. So he's a possible replacement.
Zalmay Khalilzad, who is also former ambassador to Afghanistan.
Exactly. So he's had a lot of experience. He has a pretty good reputation. But what they do need to have is clearly a bipartisan candidate who can get easy approval. You're going to have a very short time period to have him approved to get him up and running at the UN. But you also had the fact is the appointment of John Bolton in the first place was stalled for a long time when he was originally nominated. So you may have a period of several months before you actually have an effective UN ambassador in place.
Unless you get one of these figures who's going to be nominated by acclamation virtually.
Well, I suspect that what's interesting about this is the White House did have an opportunity to present this as an effort to say, we recognize he's a controversial candidate, we're going to stand him down as a conciliatory move to the Democrats, in the wake of the elections, Democrats in control. But what was interesting this morning is they didn't present it that way. They could have done. They could have said, right, we made a mistake. He's too aggressive a candidate. We'll go for someone bipartisan. But instead, you had the White House coming out with President Bush blaming stubborn obstructionism for the failed appointment and Tony Snow, as I say, charging the rivals with partisanship. So again, you've had a White House which has got, on one hand, trying to please its conservative base who love UN bashing and loved John Bolton. And on the other hand, you've got them trying to say, well, we're willing to work with the Democrats on these sorts of appointments.
Carolyn Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Carolyn Daniel, White House correspondent for the Financial Times, joined us today by phone from her office. And when we come back, we'll check in with Major League Baseball.